Hello, everybody. My name is Prophet Emmanuel. I'm a leader of a well-renowned ministry called Fire City International Ministry, which is in a place called Ngomazi. I want to speak about oil of transformation. There's what we call the oil of transformation. It is not the oil that you know, what you see, or the oil that's found in the bottle. No, we're speaking about the oil of transformation. We're talking about the anointing that transforms a human being, that transforms an individual. When God comes upon you, and then he changes the way you think, he changes the way you do things, he changes the way you function, he changes the way that you do everything. So oil of transformation, it is the anointing of God that comes and sit on an individual and make that person a new person, from a nobody to somebody, from a no zero to become someone else, from a zero to become a hero. And I have come to speak with you and let you know that when God is in need of changing your life, he brings the oil of transformation. The Bible speaks, and the Bible says, I have given you the unction to function, for you have the unction to function. There's an anointing of functionality. There's an anointing to function. So you cannot function above your capacity. You cannot function above the level of your knowledge. So knowledge is power. Knowledge is capacity. Knowledge gives you access into the realm of the spirit. So when you get that access through knowledge, listen to me, you are able to function completely in whatever that you do. Remember, you are a product of your thoughts, and your thoughts are a pointer to your decision. So listen to me, you cannot be able to attract what you not, what you are not. You can only be able to attract what you know and you carry already. Hallelujah. And your decisions is in at your destination. Your destination can define who you are. So when you carry the oil of transformation, you will be like David. When the oil of God landed upon David through Samuel, the Bible says he felt power. He ran to the forest. He began to tend the sheep. When he came back from there, he came and fought Goliath, and he won the battle through the oil of transformation. When oil is poured on you, when anointing comes on an individual, that person becomes a hero, becomes a wise man, becomes a game changer. You cannot change your family, anything about you, without receiving the anointing of God. It is the anointing that brings a new lifestyle. It is the anointing that brings a new change. It is the anointing that defines who you are. You cannot become what you want to become without the hand of God or the anointing of God. So transformation is a complete change. Change of an individual. But you cannot transform without having an encounter. Everybody who receives transformation, it's either they have received an encounter with the Lord. So I have come to prophesy on you. You are hearing me right now by the power of the living God. I pray for you right now, wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, may you receive an encounter that will bring a change. May God pour his oil upon your head. As I'm praying for you right now, may the oil of God flow within you that will bring transformation and change in the name of Jesus. This is Prophet Emmanuel, your favorite prophet. Listen to me. I have discovered a lot of things that on our own, it's difficult for us to make it. But when God stands with us, it becomes possible for us to be able to make it. There is a man in the Bible whose name was called Saul. Saul was a servant of God, but Saul was living in a village. And one day the Bible says that the donkeys of the father were lost. And Saul had to go look for the donkeys of the father. In search of the donkeys, Saul met a man of God called Samuel. And Samuel poured oil on the head of Saul, and Saul became a king. So sometimes you can be wondering why life is not moving, why things are tough, why things are difficult, yet you are only waiting for one person who is about to be used by God to transform your life, change your life, and that everything about you will receive transformation. And I have come to prophesy you right now as you are hearing me, wherever you are hearing me from, that God wants to lift you up. God wants to change you. I know the year is about to end, but the year is not ending with you. You are about to enter a new season, which is 2026, a new season of new beginnings. When you receive the oil of God, you become smooth, and everything that you want to do will begin to flow in a smooth way. I have come to declare by the anointing that God has given me as a man of God, as a prophet. I prophesy you right now, seated wherever you are. I know you are hearing me. You are seated wherever you are. God is about to publish you. God is about to raise you. God is about to give you a job. I release an oil of transformation upon your life that is going to give you and open doors. Doors are about to open for you. Listen to me, child of God. Transformation, when it comes upon you, you will become a new person. For the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Old things have passed away. So there are different ways of receiving the oil of God. There are different ways of receiving the transformation. You can be transformed through the preaching of the word. You can be transformed through prayer, transformed through deliverance. You can be transformed through friends that you are working with. So transformation comes in different ways. You can be transformed through visions and encounters. We have people in the Bible that were that had different encounters with God, and then their life got transformed. Like a man called Saul, whose name was called Paul. He met an encounter with God. So when you receive transformation, when there's an oil to transform, the oil transform is not an oil like per se, but I'm talking about the presence of God, availability of this anointing. The anointing of God can make you a different person. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Prophet Emmanuel here, your favorite prophet. We are still on the oil of transformation. But today I want to define transformation. Transformation is regeneration. Transformation is recovery of the lost glory. Transformation is total turnaround. Is when men used to know and now misknow you. Transformation is, it is unusual. It is when the unusual and uncommon change showed up into your life. To be transformed means to enter into a new season and a new level. Transformation is total departure from shame and failure. Transformation is total departure from shame and failure. Transformation is change of physical address. Moving or movement from nothing to something. From a non-entity to an entity. You cannot be transformed unless something happens inside you. The Bible says, in the book of Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So you are not greater than the way you think. The way you think can make you sink or stink. So you need to understand that it is the state of your mind that determines what you are going to be. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So once your mind is transformed, once your life is transformed, you are automatically going to be a better person. You are a product of your thoughts, and your thoughts are a pointer to your decisions. And your decisions is an attractor to your destination. And your destination will define your destiny. So your destiny is defined by your destination. So you are actually a product of your thoughts. Jesus asked his disciples and said, who do men say I am? And they began to label him in different ways. Actually, most of them were walking with him, but they never knew who he was. only one man who said, Master, you are the Son of the living God, said Peter, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my spirit, or which is God, is present. He said, from today, I declare and I pray for you. Upon this rock, Peter, the gates of hell shall not prevail. So Peter, because of a certain level of understanding, which became a revelation, it brought a change into his lifestyle. There was a declaration that came on him. He received a new shift in the realm of the spirit because of him being able to understand who Christ was. So transformation is the twin brother of revelation. May you keep this message, and God bless you. Amen.